producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Well, this is the first day in a week or so that we haven't had calls already lined up, ready to chat. So my goodness, I guess I'm going to actually have to work really particularly hard. No, actually, I like taking phone calls better than anything else, as you can imagine. 855-993-7569. Manny and I have already had an in-depth discussion about one of the issues, which I'll tell you about in a minute. It's National Pastry Day, which I suppose I got in the spirit of because I made some flatbread this morning, which is really easy. I mean, basically, it's pizza dough, right? And you just make it very thin and bake it at a high temperature. Pretty easy.
Yep.
Kind of fun to do. And it tastes much better than regular flatbread because it's fresh. So, and I mean, dough is the easiest thing in the world. So I, without even knowing it was National Pastry Day, I'm on board with that. I was telling Manny, who was not impressed, the recipe was flatbread, which I made.
I was impressed, but it was just a lot.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I think that's why I'm impressed, because it was so much.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's I made the flatbread, and then you take and you put fig jam. Who'd heard of fig jam? They very thinly on it, and I caramelized some onions. And you put, see, you put the flatbread, the fig jam, very thinly, because very sweet. You could probably use marmalade as well, and then some brie, because it's all creamy and stuff. And then some caramelized onions, which are really easy. Just cook the daylights out of onions forever, and a little balsamic vinegar in them, and then you put it under the broiler for about 5 minutes so it just gets all squishy, and then you put arugula on it. So it's kind of like a fancy pizza. But it has cheese on it because it's got brie. It doesn't have any tomato sauce. But it was actually pretty tasty. I'm thinking, this is a little goofy, but it actually tastes okay. So at any rate, so I made National Pastry. And National Anti-Corruption Day. I don't know how we celebrate that. Maybe get petitions to get everybody in the country at any office on any level out of office. Maybe that's it. Props. But the one that he and I had a long discussion about was National Weary Willy Day. And I said, Manny, well, first of all, do I have a willy? And second of all, what would it be if it were weary? And it turns out that I was, you know, I was just plain ignorant. Because it turns out that Weary Willy, for some of you who are wiser than I am, know was Emmett Kelly's most famous creation. He was the clown on which basically most clowns are now based. And he based it on what they called hobos, which we would now call homeless people, of the Depression era. So he was dressed in rags. He had kind of a pork pie hat. He had sort of a, what we would call it, stubble, and a sad face. So that's who Weary Willy was.
And it's today. Today is Weary Willy Day because I think that was today was today's the day his, that today's his birthday. Yeah,
exactly. He was born in 1898. So you're exactly right.
Yep.
Emmett Leo Kelly. He began his career as a trapeze artist. So there you go. He met another trapeze artist. They got married. They performed as the Ariel Kellys. And then he occasionally performed as a white-faced clown. He started working full-time as a clown in 1931. And he said that, you know, they really didn't want him to be Weary Willy because he was a tragic figure. He could be seen sweeping up the circus rings after the other performers. He tried but failed to sweep out the pool of light of a spotlight. I saw something. I must have been an old TV show or something because I remember that. Or maybe it's a modern recreation of it. Where have you ever seen it? Where the clown has got a push broom and he's trying to clean up a spotlight that keeps moving.
No, I don't think I've ever seen that.
My guess is it's probably on YouTube someplace because I don't remember. Emmett Kelly died in 19 79, so I'm sure I never saw him. Mm-hmm. But I have seen that particular routine. They said basically it was absolutely revolutionary at the time. Because it was a sympathetic figure. He was with Barnum and Bailey from 42 to 56. Then he was a mascot for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. You know, this may have been where I said he was in The Greatest Show on Earth in 1952. And I remember seeing that movie. I didn't see it in 1952, but I saw that movie. He was on What's My Line in 1956. He died of a heart attack at 80 in Sarasota, Florida. Here explains maybe where I saw it. He did his son, Emmett Kelly Jr., did a similar Weary Willie character. The two were estranged for many years. As a result, Kelly Jr. claimed his version of Willie was less sad, but they seemed quite similar to most observers. Ooh, there you go. So maybe that's where I saw it. Maybe I saw his son do it.
Hmm.
So that's Weary Willie. So there you go. So Manning and I had a long discussion well before the program started. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Today is my brother's birthday, so there you go.
Well, happy birthday to your brother.
Thank you. I've already called him twice. I called him once to sing happy birthday, Mr. President. And then I called and got a hold of him, because I think leaving a message on somebody's birthday saying call me back isn't... I mean, I think it's your responsibility to get a hold of them on their birthday, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I think so, too. All right, there we go. In New York's first daily newspaper, the American Minerva, was established by no less than Noah Webster on this day in 1793. That's an old newspaper. The first YMCA in North America was established in, wait for it, Montreal in 1851. This is a pretty cool one. I love the name. In 1872 on this day, in no less than Louisiana, which is my birth state, PBS Pinchback became the first African-American governor of a U.S. state. And probably the last one for a very long time.
Yeah.
In 1875, the Massachusetts Rifle Association, America's oldest active gun club, is founded. And I don't know if this is why, but they used to call Mass Gen the Saturday night gun and knife club, because there were so many shootings, and maybe that's because Massachusetts was the first to have a active gun club. In 1905, on this date, in France, the law separating church and state is passed, which is pretty remarkable, although the United States done it basically in 1776. In 1935, the Downtown Athletic Club Trophy, later renamed what, Manny?
The Heisman Trophy.
Well done. Is awarded for the first time. The winner is halfback Jay Berwinger of the University of Chicago. I have actually seen and touched the Heisman Trophy.
I am insanely jealous.
Thank you. Yeah, every man I know has. I've also, the hockey one too I've seen, but I've actually touched it. They had it on display at the Downtown Athletic Club, which isn't very far from where I live. Mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, so I went down, and you're not supposed to touch it, but the guard sort of recognized me and said, just love your program, Doc. So I just touched the trophy, and he said, you're not allowed to do that. And I said, okay, I won't do it again, I promise.
And this year's Heisman Trophy will be announced this Saturday night.
Do you have a nominee for it?
I think Derrick Henry from Alabama is going to get it. He's a running back out of Alabama. I think he's going to get it, so...
There's a new thing out. I really want you to see the movie Concussion and tell me what you think about it. But there's a new study out that says kids shouldn't play football until they're 18.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be. A lot of a lot of the professional players have been playing since they were very young kids. So it's a little hard to differentiate when the true damage happened. But certainly, the brain is still hopefully evolving when you're young. So concussions can be even more devastating than they are later. In 1960, the first episode of Coronation Street, the world's longest-running television soap opera, is broadcast in the UK. On this day in 1965, A Charlie Brown Christmas was the first in a series of Peanuts TV specials debuts on CBS. And on this day in 1971, United Arab Emirates, join the UN. Hopefully on this day in history, you'll call my program. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
About what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. All right, so there are a bunch of things for us to talk about today. One of the things that I thought we would talk about, but maybe wait till next hour so you can begin thinking about, is political correctness, because there are a whole bunch of stories today that I think fall well into that category, and whether we think political correctness is a good thing or a bad thing. Because on some level, I mean, presumably political correctness is not going around, for example, saying, I'm not even going to refer to any particular word, but any pejorative word that refers to someone of another race. So, I mean, that has no longer become acceptable, which I think is positive, because I think saying things like that increase the tendency to view self and other. And once we view somebody as not like us, as not human like us, as not having the same feelings like us, then I think we get in trouble. I'm just giving the heads up on that so you can begin thinking about it, because it may require a little bit more thought than some of the things we're talking about. One of the Facebook questions we put up, which I've been kind of avoiding because there have been, well, I've been avoiding them either because I didn't really want to do it on Pearl Harbor Day. It didn't seem appropriate. I know we've had lots and lots of calls in the last week or so. But as I mentioned, in Texas, about 9 months ago, they passed a law that said it was okay to have concealed weapons on college campuses, which I knew nothing about. I don't live in Texas right now, and you know, don't keep track of all the laws that are passed in each of the 50 states. But as many of you know, I'm a Rice grad, and I got a letter from the president last week. I mean, everybody else did too. It wasn't a private letter. That said, that given that legislation, that he as the president of the university needed to decide what Rice's stance should be on that. He said he talked with student health service, he talked with the police on campus, he talked with the Houston police, he talked with student body, and decided that Rice was going to be a weapon-free or gun-free campus. So, And then I think that obviously that the San Bernardino was not on a college campus, but there have been enough college campus shootings that I was just curious about what people thought about it, because every once in a while you hear somebody say, well, if there had been somebody with a gun on campus, this wouldn't have happened, which I'm not sure is the case, to be quite honest. But so I'm just curious about what people thought about it. So we put up, would you allow guns on college campuses? Why or why not? So, Manny, do you have any feelings about this one way or the other?
I guess, God, it's a tough issue. I guess my answer would be tentatively yes.
That you would allow guns on college campuses.
But it would be for any form of law enforcement on the campus.
Well, that's a good
security
question. I don't think, I was just trying to think as you were talking, whether or not the cops on campus had guns. I don't think they did when I was there, and I don't think they do now, but it's an interesting question. One of the things that I think one of our listeners called in about, they didn't write in about, was the idea of if you could have a sky marshal, an air marshal, who has a gun on a plane. Could you have similar kind of thing on campus of basically undercover cops, I guess. But that would require, I don't know that there are air marshals on every plane. I really don't know. I've only run into two in all the time that I think there have been air marshals, which is basically, I think, since September 11th, which is what we're talking, 14 years. And I fly, you know, probably at least, you know, at least a dozen times a year, maybe, you know, that may vary a little bit, but which is a round trip every other month. And I've had two experiences with it. One, I actually ended up sitting next to one guy, and it was obvious. And a guy's shirt pulled up as he was walking down the aisle, and there was a gun. And I didn't know what to do about it, because I didn't know whether he was an air marshal or just an armed human being. So I went and found a cabin attendant and said, that guy's got a gun. And she said, it's okay, just don't tell anybody. So those are the only two experiences. I've had an experience, I was at a personal appearance at a Godiva store, not exactly a hotbed of controversy. There was a guy who came in, and he was clearly, you know, wanting to talk and to me, and And when he turned around, I noticed he had a gun. And so I went to say to somebody, this guy has a gun. And I was more worried about, I was worried about a couple of things. First of all, that he clearly had attached himself to me, and I really didn't want him following me out of there. I was worried because it was a store, and whether he was going to shoot me or shoot somebody else or anything else, I just didn't think it was very safe, and that somebody should at least keep an eye on him. And I said to the manager of the store, the guy has a gun. I think you should tell somebody. And he said, like, who? And I said, well, a police officer would be a place to start. He said, maybe it's legal. Maybe he has it legally. And I said, wouldn't that be a good thing to find out? This guy was not going to do anything about it because he was afraid he was going to step on somebody's civil rights.
Yeah.
So those are, and I've had other experiences. I actually was shot once, which is, and I have no idea whether the gun was legal or not. It wasn't legal to shoot me. I've had cops pull guns on me a couple times. One of them was completely my fault. I was doing a TV show and I was running late, and we went down a one-way street the wrong way because I had to be on television and we were running very late. And if we'd gone around the block, I said the guy just go down the street the one way, the wrong way, and the cops came after us. And I went running up to say it's my fault, and they pulled a gun on me, which made the news. Because it's right outside the TV studio.
Yeah.
And there's their little sort of minor celebrity for the day getting a gun pulled on her.
Wow.
I mean, they were well within their rights to do it, and I was really apologetic. It was just amazing how, I guess if you're a cop and some crazy woman is running toward you, I don't know that I looked that fearful, or that fearsome, but nevertheless. So, and I was I was at the Cotton Bowl, believe it or not, one year. No, Orange Bowl, or the Orange Bowl. And somebody was sitting in somebody else's seat, and somebody pulled a gun on them.
Wow.
So, yeah, for being somebody who was not really crazy about guns, I've certainly had a fair number around me. But the idea for me about the air marshal, is there an air marshal on every plane? And I would guess there is not. I mean, there are, what, thousands of planes every day that take off and land. So I can't imagine we have that many air marshals, although maybe we do. But on college campuses, and think of how many different, where would you be in the student union? Would you be in a particular classroom? Would you be in the library? I mean, you're talking about a huge deployment of resources.
Yeah.
So the idea, and this wasn't about allowing police officers to have guns. This is allowing students to have guns.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to think of a more volatile population than a student body at a campus. So, yeah, I just think it's going to create more problems than it's going to solve. But we'll see what other people think in a moment. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I have a slight problem with my youngest daughter. She's 8 years old, and she has repeated nightmares. I was wondering if there's any way we could maybe slow those down.
When did she start? Do you remember?
It's been going on for a few years now, actually.
What's the nature of the nightmares?
It mainly has to do with either people or creatures chasing her or family members trying to kill them.
Daughter's 8. How many kids do you have?
I have 3 kids.
And which is she?
She's the youngest.
Okay. Does she have a lot of trouble at school?
No, no troubles at all. She's a great student, gets along with everybody.
Okay, well, these recurrent, first of all, the idea of being chased is probably one of the more common scenarios in dream work. It's obviously somebody who's feeling under pressure. I actually had a dream last night, although I was not only being chased, but I was naked. It doesn't do any good for a psychologist to have an obscure dream because you just interpret it anyway. Might as well be blatant. What I would suggest, does she wake up?
Yes, she does.
Hollering?
Not hollering, and she doesn't wake up. Well, she says she wakes up every night, but she doesn't always come to get me.
And what do you do when she comes to get you?
I'll take her to the bathroom, then take her back to bed, talk to her for a couple of minutes, and she'll go back to sleep.
All right. And this is a pretty self-reliant kid?
Oh, yeah, big time.
All right. What I would do is explain to her that recurrent dreams quite often have to do with the first time we had them. And so she can remember the first time she had them, and she may or may not. But when she's under particular stress, and it may be at school, obviously we're going to be really careful about things like sugar and caffeine. But the recurrent dreams and any of the details she can remember, I'll tell you what, why don't you give her a homework assignment or a nighttime assignment, I suppose. Tell her that you talked with me about it, and I said that the more she could remember about the dream, the more helpful I could be in interpreting them to her. And I explained to her that she doesn't have to be afraid of them, that anything she can remember, that when she wakes up in the middle of the night, I would get her a paper and pencil and maybe a nightlight so she can write down anything she can remember. And it may make her feel less frightened because she has some mastery over them. Now, these are not night terrors, right? Night terrors are very different. Night terrors, a kid will be, when you go to them, they're hallucinating about. Their eyes are wide open and they're seeing things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which are very common at various stages of kids' lives. Usually, they're quite often outgrown by eight, although sometimes they can recur. And the best we can assume about that is that they're really a product of neuronal growth, believe it or not. And a kid will see hallucinations. And when they wake up, they're terrifying to the adult. The kid has no memory of them the next day.
Oh, wow.
So, but I would suggest to your daughter, especially when she's bright, get her a paper and pencil or a pen and say to any of the things that she can write, that she can remember, write down. And that may take some of the terror out of it as well, some of the fear out of it. And she may be a little bit more self-reliant about it. And just tell her any of the details she can remember, and then we'll look at them during the day.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. You know, there's a sort of a phrase from one of my sociology courses that I remember from college, which is, by describing, we bring into being. That we can change our reality by the vocabulary we use. And we can not only change it for ourselves, but we can change it for other people. You hear me all the time suggesting that we not call somebody difficult, because how are we going to respond to somebody who's difficult? How are we going to treat them, which is going to make them difficult? So be careful of your vocabulary. Melissa, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi. I was just calling in to say that I would rather sleep with my husband even if I have the choice not to, mainly because about two nights a week he has to work late or I have something going on, and I never sleep nearly as good if I'm actually away from him, or if he's not there in the bed, I actually sleep worse.
Okay. How long have you been married?
We've been married for 6.5 years.
Okay. You have kids?
I do. I have a 4-year-old. So, back when she was a baby, I would probably have said otherwise, just because...
You were tired.
You're up so much, but actually, I find that, you know, like, I was away for the weekend, and it was... I felt like I didn't get hardly any sleep at all.
Does he snore?
He does. It's gotten better over the years, actually, but he actually does snore, so...
All right, so you're saying you want the snoring... You'd rather stay in the same bed with him?
I would, because I can deal with that. I can hit him or poke him if he's
all right, fair enough.
So, yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you. All right, so we've got Melissa. Oh, I forgot to ask how old she was. We'll make up an age for her. She sounded relatively young. She's got she's been married 6.5 years and got a 4-year-old, so we'll assume she's relatively young. Mary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
I would absolutely rather sleep alone.
Okay. Are you single or married?
I'm married. Been married for 14 years. I sleep in my own bedroom. My husband sleeps in his room. Very happily, he wakes up very early to go to work. I like to stay up later in the evening. I don't want to be woken in the morning early. He doesn't want to be up late at night. And he moves and he breathes, and it's just very annoying.
That devil, he's breathing in the middle of the night? How dare he?
Breathing and he's moving, and I found that I was kicking him all night, and we were arguing and fighting, and there was no point. It was just, it has nothing to do with love or sex or anything. It just has to do with, I get a better night's sleep.
All right, so what do you do about sex?
I'm 41.
Okay, what do you do about sex?
It's not an issue. It's not like it has nothing to do with each other. We're both welcome to come to each other's room whenever we want. But
okay. Well, so do you come to each other's room?
Yeah, and it's just a matter
how
of
often?
The
Depending on the week, I guess. Once a week, once every 2 weeks.
Do you go to his or he goes to you?
Usually his, because it's bigger and there's a, you know, we can lock the door.
You, it sounds like you have children.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
so you go to him more than he comes to you.
Yes.
Okay. Does that play? I mean, are you having as frequent sex? How long have you been in your own room?
I would say about 6 years now, maybe.
And why did you move to begin with?
Started with one of our children was constantly coming into the bed, and it was just not enough room for everybody. So I was the one to leave, and I just started to like leaving because then I got to sleep.
Okay. And you'd say your marriage is just as solid when you sleep in a separate bed as it was when you were together, if not more
really,
so.
And just not as crabby and cranky, and, you know, I could not. It depends how light a sleeper a person is. I was a very light sleeper, and it just was very disruptive to me. I was always so crabby and angry because I just wasn't getting a good night's
okay.
sleep.
So you're actually easy to get along with now.
Yes, I would say so.
All right. And have you ever asked him if he minds?
I think at the beginning he did mind, but I think he probably doesn't mind not getting yelled at and poked and kicked all night, so he probably is happier too.
You sound like an aggressive sleeper. Both of you. Okay.
I think I was awake more than asleep. That was the problem.
All right, got it. Natalie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Actually, it's kind of weird because my husband has sleep apnea. And he actually has one of those CPAP machines.
Right.
When he uses it, it's still...
sets up an alarm.
Well, no, he doesn't have that type. He has the type where it just the oxygen just goes through his nose to help
okay.
him.
Okay. Oh, so this is serious.
Right, but it's that machine, even though now they don't make them as loud as they used to, it's still kind of... it's still kind of, I guess, cumbersome, and he doesn't like sleeping in it because it makes his face hurt, so he doesn't even sleep in it half the time. So actually, he has stopped sleeping in it, so now he snores, and I don't really get really good sleep. And, I'm, you know, in the middle of the night, I'm always kicking him and nudging him and everything. But I have found when he's not home or away on business trips, it's really, I mean, I get sleep, but it's really hard to sleep with him.
So you're saying even with a husband that you worry about because he has sleep apnea, even with him starting and stopping sleep, and even with the snoring, you'd rather sleep with him?
I do, because it's like a separation anxiety when he's not there. It's weird. I mean, I do get a good sleep, but it just takes me a very long time to get to sleep when he's
okay.
not there.
How old are you?
It's weird. I'm 26.
Okay.
I've been married for 4 years.
Okay. You got kids?
Yes, we do.
All right. So you wouldn't anticipate any time in the near future moving into your own room?
No, I don't think he could either. I don't think he could either.
Well,
I couldn't do it.
Okay.
I personally couldn't do it. No.
Fair enough. Okay.
But it's weird.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, it really says that there's something that's more important to you than on an emotional basis. The noise is somehow a comfort.
It may be. And sometimes it lets me know that he is breathing. When I
All right.
When he's not, I'm just like, you know. So, but yeah, it's weird. I don't know what it is. And
well,
it's frustrating.
I think you should tell him. I think it's a very loving kind of. I mean, even when you're asleep, you're more comfortable with him than without him. I think you should tell him that. I don't think it's weird.
Well, I mean, we have had little, you know, not fights or arguments, not as much as we used to, because I used to, I mean, he knows he snores really bad. I mean, when he goes on business trips, no one wants to sleep in a room with him. And so when I used to nudge him, he used to wake up in the middle of the night like, what?
Like,
you don't know why I'm waking you up.
Natalie, if you Google snoring or snore-enders or something, there's actually some substance that you can go to your ENT doctor and mm-hmm. they spray it on the back of your throat, and apparently
okay.
it decreases snoring.
Okay.
Okay, I think it probably paralyzes, it probably somewhat paralyzes the vocal cords a little bit, although maybe that's what it is. At any rate.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we were talking about before people were snoring on us. That was not talking about listeners. We were talking about guns on campus and how people felt about it. Manny is saying he's saying it's okay for law enforcement. I'm saying I don't think cops. In fact, I know they weren't armed when I was there. I don't think they are now either.
Because my thing is, I just don't want to say, you know, yes, allow guns on college campuses, because I think you're just opening up a really big can of worms.
And they're talking about concealed weapons, so we're not talking about police officers who would have a gun on their gun belt.
mm-hmm. as like, for example, the city police do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see what people said.
All right, we'll start with Amber, and she says, yes, we need to be able to protect ourselves, and if someone comes on campus trying to shoot up the place, we can shoot the person and save a lot more lives.
The only thing I would say to that, Amber, is if you look at the statistics about the Old West and the gunfights, there were actually more bystanders killed than people in the duels. Keep going. It's just, you can hear it makes you very nervous. And you're talking about a very volatile population.
Okay. Antonio says no, because anger management with young males filled with testosterone, it's hard to predict when one might become aggressive. This could lead to a good person turning himself into a murderer, especially when it comes to dating, with mentally ill black males thinking it's okay to molest and rape. I'm not sure I want to read this entire thing, but basically he says 23 million males are infected with HIV, so they might get shot just because they're getting too close, which can be perceived as being a biohazard threat.
Well, that certainly combines a whole lot of of scary notions all in one email.
Yeah, I'd had to hop over a few things there, but
yeah, I mean, I think there's some legitimate issues in there, which is
right.
It's not only males and testosterone, and I'm not sure that it's necessarily. Although we know that black on black crime is more, at least reported in this country, but you're talking about a volatile population. He mentioned dating. I talked about a situation where we were talking about two college educated, in fact, they were both teachers, they were both professors, who, I just got my PhD and I got a terrified phone call saying, you have to come down here. And, you know, most psychologists don't make house calls anyway. And I think the ink wasn't quite dry on my degree. And I was younger than both these people by a lot. And I went down and their entire kitchen floor looked like it had BBs over it, all over. And it turns out that they'd thrown jars of vitamins at each other. And all I can remember thinking at the time was if either of them had had a gun, they'd both be dead, or at least one of them would be dead. I mean, they were so out of control. These are well-educated, bright, for the record, white people. They were college-educated, college professors. They both had PhDs. And they were both, neither of them I would necessarily say was nutty on sort of an ongoing basis. They clearly had some anger management issues, but I think as our respondent points out, that perfectly nice people can snap.
Right.
And if there's something at hand that allows them to snap too, I mean, you're talking about, it seems to me, a very potentially tragic situation. Okay, keep going.
Carrie says, I am so happy I live in Canada where we rarely, if ever, have this kind of conversation. I don't walk down the street worried that someone may pull a gun out and shoot me. I'm so thankful.
Amen. I mean, although I'm not sure any place is safe these days, which is because there have been situations in Canada where there have been shootings. They are certainly less frequent than here, but they occur. But you're right. I mean, part of it is just part of it's perception. Part of it is percentage, which are not unrelated. Okay, keep going.
Elaine says, no, more people would get killed.
Yeah, that's my concern is, and, you know, was it somebody who said to me, have you ever been in a situation where you wish you had a gun? And I said, no, I've been in situations where I wish I had a tank, you know, and I could roll over cars and crunch them. But, I know I'm not that good a shot, that there's nothing that I ever wanted. I was angry enough to want to kill somebody over it. I mean, I've been angry and I've, you know, as I said, I've been mugged and I've been shot, but there was never a situation where I felt like I need to kill somebody at this moment. I really never. And if I did, it would really scare the living daylights out of me. Not to mention, as I said, I'm strong for a woman, but if somebody wants to take a gun away from me, I'm sure they could. I mean, a baseball bat or, and you have to be willing to shoot. If you have a gun, it has to be loaded and you have to be willing to use it. And that seems to me a very volatile situation, to say the least. Okay, keep going.
I have one person that says, no, not even on cops.
As I said, the campus police at Rice did not, let's see if I can Google it. I don't know at this moment, but I know in when I was there, they were not armed.
Eddie says, if it angers Obama, then yes.
Well, that's a good idea. Let's just see if we can't make somebody unhappy. Good. Okay, there we go.
And then the last one here from Kathy says, heavens no, it's like we're going backwards in life to the cowboy days. Someone looks at you funny and ticks you off, bang.
Exactly. I mean, and we, but it is part of our, unfortunately, it's kind of part of our DNA, which is that the cowboy is a beloved symbol in our iconography. You know, it just that somehow, as you say, if somebody looks at your woman wrong or cheats at cards or, I mean,
I mean, it's one of those things where as human beings, we're all capable of
violence.
And we're all capable of doing something that, or, you know, wanting to do something that we would regret later if we actually did it, you know.
Yep.
And if you're, you know, especially when you're dealing with college campuses where you have, you know, a lot of young kids that are, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old, you know, it's like Kathy said. I mean, if somebody looks at you funny or, you know, makes you angry or says something to you.
Or cheated off your math exam or, you know, smiled at your girlfriend or, you know, ran into your car accidentally.
Yeah. So it's a dicey thing. That's why, like, for me, I would say, you know, if you want to have armed, you know, security officers on a campus in case someone comes in from the outside and, you know, is crazy or, you know, is a terrorist or something like that. And if you want to have security on to protect all the people there, then, I mean, that's a different thing. But I don't think just any random student of a college should just be able to just walk in with, you know, a pistol on his waist, you know.
Well, you can't have it. We're talking about concealed weapons, which is even scarier, as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I just, to me, it just seems like it would be too. It's opening up a huge can of worms that, you know.
It's taking a volatile situation and pouring, you know, and making it more volatile.
Yeah.
Okay, so the overwhelming response is not really, and we're not even sure about campus police. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.